I don't know how long Sunday school's going to be. I'm sorry, I'm in pain. But something that I learned today, so I talked about having fear with your healing, fear for what is taking place in your life right now, in which direction that you're going to go, or which direction God's putting you through, having some kind of fear of change. I know here at the church we're wanting to make some changes, get more people in here, devote ourselves to helping the community, to looking after one another, to edifying each other, encouraging each other. Now what happens, we've heard this over and over and over, is that we let cracks and little places come in that we give the devil ground to. Say I'm sitting. Okay, what am I going to be about sitting? Say I'm judging people, and I shouldn't be doing that. Okay, and I go, well, God, I'm sorry, but I don't really repent for it. I keep doing it. And they go, oh, yeah, God, I'm sorry. That's not repenting. Repenting is turning away from it, not doing it anymore. Now, are you going to do it again? Well, probably, but, you know, Lord, please help me do this. But when we sin, and we know that that sin is out there, it gives a place for the enemy to come in and sneak in on you. Now, he can't just change your mind in a second. And I think we've talked about this before. A husband and wife, and they're so happy, and they got married, and they just, everything's wonderful. And then bills start coming in. Children, things, utilities, cars, car notes, insurance. Things build up. And they build up until we can't communicate with the people that we love. So the husband or the wife is going to work feeling downtrodden because of this lack of attention and support that we want. Now, very unusual will it be like, say, we'll go, okay, Kathy, and she goes to work, and this guy goes, oh my gosh, she is hot. Not that you're not. She is hot and I want to be with her so bad. He doesn't do it that fast. He's very patient. He'll one day, when you look nice today, and she'll go home. Maybe Benny won't talk to her that much. He's got a lot on his mind. You know, he wanted dinner and she didn't have dinner ready on time. So she gets a little frustrated and she goes back to work. Hey, I see you're kind of troubled today. You're so pretty. Where's that pretty smile? Oh, it's just some stuff at home. Just going, well, what? You want to talk about it? Well, no, not really. I feel bad. I don't want to talk about my spouse. Then, things at home are crazy. You've had a crazy day at work. You've got a crazy day. You're going home. He's sitting on the couch in front of the TV with the remote. And you get nothing. You feel like you get nothing. Do I look okay today? Do I look cute today? Nothing. But the guy at work said, you look pretty good today. I like that dress. It looks good on you. Can you see how patient he is? He builds and builds and weaves himself in to where people that did not want to have affairs. I'm not crying because I did, because I never did. But this is how he does. He's patient. He will make you feel like one day, he'll make you feel like you're on top of the world. And, oh, everything's great. And the next day you'll be so down in the valley. And he's going, you are such a loser. Nobody wants to listen to you. Nobody cares about what you have to say. You can't even get out of bed in the morning. He will tear you down. Then we go through the week. We pray. Maybe we feel bad. Maybe things are going on. And we pray, but we really don't get a feeling from God, so we get frustrated. Then we bring it to church. Then we come in the body, and we're bringing negativity in. We're bringing things in that aren't of Jesus. We're bringing things in that causes sin in our body, a church here. And we think, okay, Lord, I'm getting right today. You feel so good. You get out Monday. Somebody slams on the brakes. You almost hit them. People are honking at you. Your boss is yelling at you. The bills are coming in. You don't have money to pay for them. You feel helpless. You feel hopeless. More than that, you feel worthless. We cannot let the enemy have ground in our life. You say, well, how do we get rid of it? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will get rid of it. You claim the blood of Jesus over you. I had a friend come over the other night with her granddaughter. And her granddaughter had a lot of fear. And I said, come over, I want to anoint her. And she said, what? I said, I want to anoint her with oil. Fear does not come from God. And I said, but y'all need to come over here. I can't drive. I just hurt me too bad. So they came over. And then the granddaughter just started talking about all these pressures and all these things that she's been going through and how her dad has rejected her and just so much stuff going on. I just let her talk. And I got the olive oil and I anointed her. And my friend looked real strange at me like, are you for real? I went, I've done my whole house before. Because if you let people come in with negativity, bring drugs in, bring anything in that's not holy, it can affect your home. So I said, okay, now I'm going to anoint you. And oh my gosh, if you could have seen her face. It was almost funny, and I thought, it's okay, God. And I anointed her. And she went, you're going to anoint me with that oil on me? Oh, yes, I am. She was worried about her bangs getting rooted. And I anointed her, and this sadness came all over me. And I went, you have so much sadness. She had no idea. The Holy Spirit is so good. But man, we can't be paralyzed where you are today because you want to be healed. You want things to go your way. You want to have enough money to pay your bills. You want to have money to go out and have fun. Or you want to be able to go to the grocery store when you want to. Or you're worried about things going on with your body, like Kimberly. And I'll talk to you today about that. You get that fear of, okay, something's wrong, something's going on. And you paralyze yourself with this fear that comes from the devil, because fear does not come from God. The only fear that God wants you to have is the fear of Him. Is going against Him and what the Bible says. Going against God's Word. So you can't stand in one place and just freeze. We have got to move. We have got to show God's light to other people. You've got to do this. We've got to do this. There is no way that you can disciple or witness to people unless people look at you and go, I want what she's got, or I want what pastor's got. Because no matter what's going on, he's blind, his wife has got a terrible disease, he keeps on and he does all these things. I want what he's got. He's got something going for him. What is this? Jesus. That's what we have got to be examples of. The light in us showing out so people want what we have. We can have joy, we can have hope, and we can have peace. All the time. And is it fun when you're getting disciplined? No, it's not. But there's no way that we cannot go through things and learn what it is that God wants us to learn without going through it. The good thing is, you're going to be victorious because Jesus already died on the cross for all of that. So you're going to go through hurt. You're going to go through struggles. You're going to go through bad relationships. You're going to go through divorces. I hate it, but you will. I did. You're going to go through things that really have hurt you. But God has got you. If you're here today, there is a purpose. There is a plan for your life. And that's not to hurt you. It's to get you through all the times. So people can see that she's struggling, but she's got something I want. She's got peace. She's got joy. She's got hope. She's got faith. I want what they have. And if we go around and being despondent all the time and discouraged and whining, which, oh, I'm a whiner. If we keep doing that, nobody's going to want that. They can get that at home and at work. Shoot. You need to encourage. You need to have peace. You need to have joy. You need to have hope. Well, I don't like the way I look. Well, you know what? If it's in your power, change the way you look. You look in the mirror and you think you're ugly. Don't say that. You're doing that against God. God created you. He doesn't make a mistake. You're beautiful. That's why we don't judge people. Because God created them. And when I say that person is ugly, I am talking against the Lord. And yes, there's prettier people than there are others, I think, okay? But everybody's beautiful in God's eyes because we're all God's children. Now, people may act ugly. That's a different thing. But we can't judge people. We cannot judge. You cannot put expectations up for people. And if they don't achieve your expectations, you write them off. That's what happens in relationships and in churches. If we don't do these 10 things at our church, then something's wrong and you'll have dissension in the church. Oh, well, we didn't have communion and a prayer meeting the other night. Oh, no. And don't put expectations on other people. Well, he better say I look good today, or he better compliment me over this lovely dinner, or he better be appreciative of everything I do, or he better say that I'm the most awesome person ever. Don't put expectations on people, and don't put them on your children either, because we will let people down because we're human. But we've got faith, we've got hope, we've got joy, we've got peace, and we've got the power of the Holy Spirit in us. Let's quit grieving the Holy Spirit and do what it is that God wants us to do. He's coming back for his bride. We are his bride. We are his bride. And we talk about revival. Well, you know what? Revival has to start with each one of us. It can't just start as a church. It's got to start with you. What's going on in your life that you need to give up and you need to quit doing, and you know you need to, but you don't? You are hindering the body. You are hindering what we're trying to do at church. Whatever it is that you keep hanging on to, alcohol, addictions, whatever it is, if it's not holy and it doesn't glorify your Father, quit doing it. Quit it. Stop it now. Revival starts within you. A recommitment to God in you. And it needs to start today. Now, if you have trouble, you ask for prayer. There's nothing wrong with that. You're dealing with some stuff, you get counseling. Counseling from some of the people here that have been Christians forever. You know, you need something to talk about. You need to get something off your chest. Grab somebody. Go, hey, I don't really want to go into this, but man, I'm struggling. I need help. We'll pray for you. Don't sit there and ask them what happened and what you did and what you said. It doesn't matter. We have got to leave our legacy for others to go, you know what? The one thing, she may have been obnoxious, she may have been loud, she may have loved her makeup, but the best thing about her is she loved Jesus. That's what we want to hear. That's what you want to leave behind. That church prayed for people. That church reached out and touched people. That's what we're here for. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your love. I ask the Holy Spirit to just move through us. Sweet Holy Spirit, whoever here is suffering, who is just wanting to give up hope today, I pray that you would touch their hearts and heal them and help them to get through their situations. Father, it says to give, to be pretty happy in the things that we're going through. And that's hard, but we know that it's so we become more Jesus-like. So thank you that we can be excited when we're being disciplined and molded and shaped into what you want. Father, may we just give everything to you. Just turn it all over to you in Jesus' name, Father. Whatever it is, whatever we need to get right, whatever we need to do, whatever we need to stand up, get out of our box to achieve, whatever it is, I pray that you would help us to be examples of your light today. Give us peace, Father, joy, and hope. Please just bless your people today because we are highly favored and blessed. Thank you for Bartimaeus body. Thank you for each person here today. Just special blessings on them. Rebecca singing and for our pastor. Thank you for the ones that have done so much for this church, Father. They never ask for anything. They just do it because they love us. Thank you, God, that we've got good people here. And this is a beginning of something new. And change is hard sometimes, God, but we want to be willing and open to do what it is that you want for us at Bartimaeus Church. We love you and give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.